La guerra, desestabilización y violencia no forman parte de nuestra agenda como latinoamericana.
At the close of the America's Social Forum, Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo spoke before nearly 10,000 participants, proclaiming that war and violence are not part of Latin America. Lugo shared the stage with his Bolivian counterpart, Evo Morales, who delivered a message that resonated with those gathered for the forum.
Donde hay bases militares, no se, desde ahí no se puede garantizar la integración. Donde hay bases militares, no se garantiza la dignidad ni la unidad, menos la igualdad de los pueblos. Donde hay bases militares, compañeras y compañeros, jamás va a haber desarrollo para esos pueblos.
Now in its fourth year, the America's Social Forum is a hemispheric gathering of social movements that grew out of the World Social Forum that first met in Porto Alegre, Brazil in 2001. Edgardo Landier teaches at the Central University of Venezuela and helped organize the forum. After previous meetings in Ecuador, Venezuela, and Guatemala, Landier talks about the importance of the forum coming to Paraguay.
Paraguayan society and Paraguayan social movements have been, as a consequence of Paraguay's history, quite isolated from struggles and movements and changes in that have been going on through in the continent for over the last decade or so. And it was very important to be here in Paraguay and connect Paraguayan movements with the networks and struggles and different agendas of the movements in the continent.
Landier pointed to three main issues discussed at the forum, in addition to opposition to neoliberal economic policies and concerns for climate change. Was the ever-present issue of militarization. Even under Obama, militarization continues to be a critical issue for Latin America.
Not only hasn't changed, but with the Obama administration, it's become more intense. I mean, the seven bases in Colombia and the Fourth Fleet, et cetera, are really significant threats for this process of change in Latin America. And so militarization, military bases, etc., and this whole process of criminalization of protests and social movements and this whole ideology of terrorism, and etc., is an increasingly important issue for social movements or for struggles in the continent. So this was the main issue.
One of the principal achievements at the Social Forum was the consolidation of an international coalition against the construction of foreign military bases. Pablo Ruiz works with the School of the Americas Watch to close a U.S. military school in Georgia that is accused of training South American dictators and assassins. Ruiz points to the ongoing threat of military intervention in Latin America. This is apparent in Costa Rica's agreement last month to allow U.S. military forces to operate in its territory.
Hay muchos temas, Panamá, Costa Rica, las siete bases militares en Colombia. La cuarta flota que anda navegando y una serie de iniciativas que se están tomando en cuanto a fortalecer el predominio militar en América Latina de Estados Unidos. Situación que obviamente afecta la soberanía y también preocupa mucho en el sentido de que pudiera en los próximos años desarrollarse maniobras militares en contra de alguno de los pueblos que está hoy día desarrollando un proceso más progresista.
Issues of militarization are particularly important in Paraguay. Phil McManus, who works with the Peace Group Fellowship of Reconciliation, explains.
Paraguay suffers the same sorts of social problems that we see elsewhere in Latin America. And among those issues is militarization, not just in the form of criminalization of social protests, which we're seeing all over the region where peaceful demonstrations are violently repressed, but also in the form of foreign military presence. The United States has conducted military exercises here.
Some activists would like to see progressive Latin American governments take a more active role in ending militarization. Vidal Acevedo works on conscientious objection issues with Servicio de Paz y Justicia, or SERPAJ, in Paraguay.
Si uno busca la paz, tiene que buscar la paz con justicia social, y entonces este foro va a servir también para reclamarle al presidente Fernando Lugo que rectifique rumbos en cuanto a varias cosas que está, digamos, como que haciendo mal, y principalmente en el tema de seguridad. No queremos una seguridad militarizada, queremos una seguridad que respete los derechos humanos, que el centro sean los seres humanos, los niños, las niñas, los varones, las mujeres, y que se respete por sobre todo, ¿verdad?, la dignidad de la persona.
For many, the forum was an opportunity to build connections around common struggles. Teresa Camarese from the School of the Americas Watch observed this directly.
Many people already knew about the School of the Americas, and we had a little table on the walkway with some, you know, brochures to hand out, and then people would just come up and say, oh yes, I know about this. Our little table on the walkway became sort of a little link up for, like, one person from Honduras would come, and there would be somebody from Colombia there, and then they would start talking. So it became like a little center of vinculation.
Discussions of anti-militarization campaigns will continue at the World Social Forum in Dakar, Senegal, in February 2011. Mark Becker, FSRN, Asuncion, Paraguay.